Click Tubs. Give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supply is your one-stop feed store.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Woolsey here as we roll over to our third pregame show of the evening as we get set for our third of four. It'll be number two, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They are the two seed in this tournament. Sanborn Central Woonsocket comes in with a record of 7-2. They picked up a win in the opening round over Woolsey Westington, 50-35. They'll take on number three, Iroquois Lake Preston. They outlasted Hitchcock Tulare in the opening round, 38-36. Mike Moore and the Sharks come in with a record of 7-3. Take a look at your lineup card. First of all, for Mike Moore and the Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks, they'll have off the bench Shanoa Harris, Elena Campagnola, Josephine Camps, Britton Davies, Natalie Cundy, Skyla Harris, Julia Bertoldo, and Satoya Myers. Starting five for Mike Moore and the Sharks of Iroquois Lake Preston, number three, a 5'6" junior, Addison Moore. Number 21, a 5'10" junior, Kiara Dubrow. Number 24, a 5'10" senior, Faith Stephenson. Number 30, a 5'6" senior, Rebecca Bish. And number 35, a 5'10" sophomore, Hadley Holt. Again, Moore, Dubrow, Stephenson, Bish, and Holt. Sharks will wear the black unis with the white numbers. For Rob Baruth and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks, they come in at 7-2. Off the bench, Mackenzie Schley, Callie Hofer, Cammie Edwards, Addie Baruth, Tori Hoffman, Hudson Foberg, Macy Bay, Miley Adams, and Emily Lindgren. Kenzie Baruth is out with an ankle. Starting five for Rob Baruth and the Blackhawks and Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Number five, a 6-foot sophomore, Liz Boucher. Number 10, a 6-foot senior, Kennedy Oshner. Number 20, a 5'6" senior, Kara Wormstead. Number 23, a 5'9" senior, Cameron Oshner. And number 24, a 5'10" senior, J.C. Baruth. Again, Baruth, Oshner, Wormstead, Oshner, and Boucher. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will wear the white unis with the blue numbers. Back to the studios for a minute. We'll come back with officials. They'll do starting lineups on the floor, and we're going to be about ready for tip-off in our third of three. Back to the studios for a minute. We'll talk officials next on KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey here as they get set with some announcements for cheerleaders and the like, and we will be underway. We got our officials, our officiating crew, as always, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Our law on the floor, Jordan Opp, Dennis Hines, Greg Stroh. That's your law on the floor. Your officiating crew, Jordan Opp, Dennis Hines, Greg Stroh. Your law on the floor is always brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Starting lineups out of the way, officials out of the way. We got a one-minute timeout, and tip-off is next. Again, we'll take a 60-second break. Back in a minute with tip-off in our third of four on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto and Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Mitchell and Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wolsey, set for tip-off in our third of four. Number two, Sanborn Central Blackhawk. Iroquois Lake Preston Shark. Well, set for tip-off here. Ostrow and Osborne, your officiating crew, and of course, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection brings us that. It'll be Hadley Holt in the center circle for Iroquois Lake Preston. Liz Boche for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The opening tip is tipped out of bounds, and the Sharks will have the first possession. It'll be Rebecca Bish to inbound for the Sharks. They bring it in the backcourt. Addison Moore back across the timeline. Right wing for Stephenson. Inside Holt, back outside. Fake on the three for Bish. A long two is on the way. No good. Rebounded by J.C. Baruth. Back across midcourt, it's Cameron Oshner. Just underway in our third of four. A couple of Weston Springs victories so far. Here's a pass picked off by Moore. Tipped over to Stephenson. Stephenson will give it back to Moore. Addison across the timeline. Moore into the right corner. Leaves it for Hadley Holt. And Hadley Holt will knock down the two. Early 2-0 Shark lead. Cam Oshner back across midcourt for the Blackhawks. Left wing. Here's Wormstead. High post for Ruth. Ruth steps back. She'll take a long three. No good. Rebounded by Kara Dubrow. And the Sharks control. 2-0. Iroquois Lake Preston leads. Stephenson across midcourt on the right wing. It's a cutting Dubrow. Back out to Moore. Addison pops the three, and that one good. Addison Moore from long range. Make it 5-0 Sharks. And Moore had kind of a tough shooting day on Friday. Looking come out of the gate a little harder here this evening. Out on the right corner. Here's Kennedy Oshner. A pass inside off the window. Too strong for Baruth. Rebounded by Holt. Holt ahead to Moore. Moore settles for a long two, and that one is in. And Addison Moore, back-to-back baskets. That'll make it 7-0. 6:15 left, first quarter. Cam Oshner across the timeline, off to Kennedy. Kennedy loses her defender, drives all the way to the basket, and lays it up and in. Kennedy Oshner making it look easy after the Blackhawks struggle early. Hadley Holt from the corner, 7-2 Sharks. Addison Moore inside for Holt again. Hadley working on Boche. Stephenson fakes on the two, lost her defender, takes a short jumper, no good. Rebound Cam Oshner. Oshner back across midcourt, Cam to Kennedy. Right corner, a handoff for Baruth. JC looks at three, won't fire, Boche will. That three, front iron, and no good. Holt the rebound. Holt out to Moore. Addison quickly across the timeline, all the way to the basket. Can't get the finish, but does get a foul and a couple of free throws coming for Addison Moore. Foul is called on Liz Boche. That'll be her first of the game. 5:29 to play first quarter, 7-2 Sharks. Addison Moore's first free throw is good. She's got 6 of the 8 Shark points. It's now it's an 8-2 lead. Well, Iroquois Lake Preston, the girls here, trying to be the first upset of the tournament. The higher seed has won every game of the 281. Here is Moore, no good on the second, but an offensive board. Holt tips it out to Stephenson. Here's Bish for three. No good. Rebound by Boche. 8-2 Sharks. Boucher the other way. Sees an opening all the way to the basket. Can't get it to go, but does get the whistle. And it looks to be Stephenson's first. And we'll have a couple of free throws here for Liz Boucher. Boucher ready. 8-2. They trail Iroquois Lake Preston. 5:15 to play in the first. Boucher good on the first free throw. Cam Oshner going to check out early as who they did bring in. We'll find out in a moment. It's Boucher, another free throw. Second is up, and that one is good. And it looks like Callie Hofer first off tonight for Sanborn Central Woodstock. And Bish to the other end. Here's Holt just right at the top of the key. Passed inside for Dubrow. Knocked away, nearly stolen by Baruth, but Dubrow finds the handle. Stephenson on the wing. She'll drive. Back out to Bish. Bish right corner. Step back three for Dubrow. No good. And the rebound out of bounds in the corner. And Sanborn Central Woodstock, it will inbound. Clock at 4:52 left here in the first quarter. 8-4, Iroquois Lake Preston leads. Find an early 6 points by Addison Moore. On the right wing, here's Kennedy Oshner. Top of the key for Boucher. Right wing to Hofer, fresh off the bench, and she'll go straight to the basket and put it in off the window. So Hofer with the first bench score for either club, and it's 8-6, Sharks lead is 2. Addison Moore just left to the top of the key, drives, pulled up short, Boucher partially blocking that one. Baruth comes down with the basketball. Baruth ahead to Hofer. Kelly across the timeline as the Blackhawks can tie or maybe take their first lead. Here's Kennedy Oster for three in the lead. She banks it in. Kennedy with 5 points. It's a 9-8 Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Midway point of the opening quarter as the Blackhawks go on a 7-0 run. Bish cross-court Stephenson. Left corner Hadley Holt. Holt the drive. Back out to Dubrow. Dubrow squares for three and air mails it out of bounds. So they'll set to inbound. The Blackhawks now a 9-8 lead as Kennedy Oshner checks out. Cam Oshner is back on. 3.5 to play opening quarter. 9-8. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And here's a steal by Stephenson as she and Bish double-team Hofer at the top of the key. Bish in the corner. Looks at three. Won't fire. Cam Oshner able to get there in time. Stephenson working the up, the under. Can't get the basket, but does get a whistle. And Faith Stephenson will go to the line. And if that's Boucher, that's her second. It is not. Looks to be on J.C. Baruth or Cam Oshner. Cam's first, team second. Stephenson at the free throw line. First is good. Sharks are 2 of 3 from the line. J.C. Baruth going to come out. Callie Hofer back on. Kennedy Oshner. Cam Oshner. Liz Boucher. And Wormstead on. Second free throw for Stephenson is good. Faith with her first points. And the Sharks back on top 10-9. Full court pressure here across the timeline. Cam Oshner. Cam to Wormstead. And they break the press. And Wormstead trying to go around Holt. And Hadley Holt will pick up her first foul. Second of the quarter on Iroquois Lake Preston. 3:13 left in the first. Blackhawks trail by one. Inbounding on their end. It's Hofer into Kennedy Oshner. Oshner's shot hit the bottom of the backboard, but she got it right back. Cam Oshner around the horn. Wormstead to Kennedy on the left wing. Kennedy the drive. Across the lane. Throws up a wild shot. Stephenson the rebound. Stephenson ahead to Moore. Moore, little stutter step. Stops. Pops from 12 feet. No good. Hadley Holt, the rebound. Her putback, I think, affected by Boucher. Dubrow will try it again. It won't go again, but it's out of bounds off the Blackhawks. So after all that and all them offensive rebounds, Iroquois Lake Preston will inbound again, and we'll get a Baruth timeout. 2:47 to play first quarter. 10-9 Sharks. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 2:47 to play first quarter. 10-9. The Sharks lead. The inbounds all over the place. Addison Moore got tied up finally by Callie Hofer, and the jump ball is going to go to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. I think about four different players had possession of that ball at one point or another there. 10-9, the Sharks, an early one-point lead. 2.5 to play opening quarter. Winner here will take on Weston Springs in the 281 title. Whoever comes up short will play James Malley Christian for third. J.C. Baruth a three, no good. Hadley Holt the rebound. Holt to Moore. Addison Moore across midcourt. Moore backs away, drives off the window. The finish won't go. Rebound Dubrow, and she is fouled. Not sure who that's on. There were a couple of players there. Looks like Wormstead. Yeah, Kara Wormstead first. Three now on the Blackhawks here in the opening quarter. 2:14 to play in the first. Sharks lead 10-9. They'll bring it into Addison Moore. Moore backs away, drives to the free throw line. Back out to Bish, right wing Stephenson. Stephenson for Hadley Holt. Hadley draws a double. Back out Stephenson. Stephenson backs it away, drives baseline. Holt leads in from 12 feet. That jumper no good. Dubrow saves it in, but it's right to Baruth. For Cam Oshner, over to Callie Hofer, and Hofer across midcourt for the Blackhawks, trying to regain the lead as they trail 10-9 with a minute 45 to play in the first. Baruth baseline drive, outside to Oshner. Cam on the right wing. Drives it in, leaves it up top for Kennedy Oshner. Wormstead now on the right wing. She'll drive baseline on Moore, and she got whistled for the carry. So Shea in, Baruth out. Dubrow's also coming out of the game as Iroquois Lake Preston brings Shanoa Harris in. Inbounds here to Addison Moore. Moore will take it across the timeline. Sharks looking to build on a one-point lead, 10-9. Fish top of the key, left wing for Moore. Stephenson just outside the free throw line. Inside, Shanoa Harris fading away on Kennedy Oshner. Can't get it to go. Liz Boshe the rebound. Boshe to the other end, knocked out of bounds by Shanoa Harris. Comes Cam Schley in for the first time. Cameron will replace Kara Wormstead. Inbound. Boy, Shanoa Harris got a hand on it, but Callie Hofer able to snatch it away. Kennedy Oshner just right at the top of the key. A lob in for Boshe. She lost it off her leg and out of bounds. Trying to kind of catch the ball over her shoulder there and got her hands on it, but was looking up at the basket. Had it go right down off her hand, off her knee, and out of bounds. So 10-9, Sharks lead. 55 seconds to play in the first as Addison Moore across midcourt for the Sharks. Stepping in the way of a pass is Callie Hofer, and Hofer with the steal. Kennedy Oshner on the wing, right side. Pass to Cameron. Cameron looking inside for Schley. Instead, got a screen from her, and Cam Oshner going to finish it off. Cameron Oshner, her first basket. Blackhawks back on top, 11-10. Moore already with 8 points. Well, make it 6 points. Inside, they'll go to Holt. Holt off the window. That one's not going to go, but a couple of free throws are coming for Hadley Holt. And the foul's on Liz Boshe. So now that's two on her in the opening quarter. We'll see what Coach Baruth elects to do with that situation. Hadley Holt at the line. The first hits the heel all the way to the top of the backboard and then just fell straight down and in. The Sharks are four of five from the free throw line as Hadley Holt lines up another. We're tied at 11, and it'll stay that way as Holt misses the second. Rebound J.C. Baruth, and then she's fouled. The foul is on Shanoa Harris. That'll be her first. That'll be three on Iroquois Lake Preston here in the half as Dubrow will come in. Stephenson will check out. 17 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Tied at 11 with the number two Blackhawks, the number three Sharks. Oshner on the right wing. Cam the drive. Nice lead for Kennedy. Nobody there to defend, and Kennedy Oshner going to get a bunny to close out the quarter. Well, Iroquois Lake Preston will get a heave from half court. Nowhere close, and that's it for one. After a frame, the two seed leading the three seed. 13-11. We're back in a minute with quarter number two, 1 minute on KOKK.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Walsy. Fresh 8 on the board, 13-11. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the 2 seed, leading 3rd seed at Iroquois Lake Preston. Sharks start quarter two with the ball. Hand off Hadley Holt, right back to Moore. Moore gives it back to Holt, cutting to the basket. And boy, that's a well-drawn-up play as Hadley Holt gets the layup. 13-all, seconds into the second quarter. Callie Holfer across midcourt for Wormstead in the left corner. She steps up, nobody to defend. She'll fire the three. No good. Hadley Holt the rebound. Holt to Addison Moore. Moore wanted to push it. Addison steps through, high off the window. That one is good. Moore's got eight. Sharks lead 15-13. A quick 4-0 burst to start the second quarter. Cam Oshner, cross court for Callie Holford. Now Wormstead in the corner. Wormstead inside for Baruth. Back outside, long two. Callie Holford, money from 13 feet. Second basket of the night for Holford. Side is 15. Fish to Holt in the right corner. Sharks back to work on their end. And off back to Rebecca Bish. Bish hits a cutting face Stevenson. Stephenson. Stephenson high off the glass. It will not go, but a foul is called. And we'll have free throws here on a foul on J.C. Baruth. That's her first. Stephenson, couple of free throws. She's 2 for 2 tonight. Had a couple in that opening quarter. First here. Off the heel, pop straight out. 4 out of 7 from the line are the Sharks tonight. Stephenson trying to keep them above 50% here. Second free throw is good. Stephenson 3 points. 6:45 to play in the half. 16-15, Sharks by one. Wormstead quickly underneath the basket. Back outside. Hope we're going to try a three. No good, and the rebound went up and over the backboard, but Cam Oshner hauled it in. I guess it's not only out of bounds if it hits the shot clock, apparently. I thought if it went right at the top of the backboard, but apparently not. Blackhawks did get a fresh shot clock with that as well. 6:20 to play in the half. Sharks by one. Blackhawks with the ball out of the corner is Kennedy Oshner. Right wing for Callie Holford. Callie to the top of the key. Cam Oshner, 10 on the shot clock. Wormstead looks at three, while fire pass inside, knocked away by Harrison. Now a couple players on the deck, and a jump ball will stay with Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Did they get a fresh shot clock? I thought they did, but they haven't reset it yet. So they're going to have to shoot quickly. The Wormstead shot blocked and knocked out of bounds, but it's off J.C. Baruth. And won't end up being a shot clock violation, but could just as well have been, as the Sharks will inbound with 6 minutes to play in the half, leading 16-15. Addison Moore across midcourt. Moore on the wing, looked at a three, didn't want to pull it on that one. Stephenson from the free throw line fell down on her way to the basket, scoops it up and gives it out to Rebecca Bitch. Bitch inside Holt, outside Stephenson, three ball no good. Baruth can't save the rebound, and the Sharks are going to get another look. Kennedy Oshner out, Liz Boucher back on. Boucher, the two personal fouls early on in this one. Inbounds for Hadley Holt, knocked away and stolen by Kara Wormstead. Wormstead ahead to Cameron Oshner. Oshner across the timeline. Blackhawks down one. Long two on the baseline. No good for Baruth. Rebound Stephenson. Stephenson ahead to Moore. Moore quickly across the timeline. Moore inside for Holt. Hadley Holt high off the window. No good. Rebound Wormstead. Wormstead for Cam Oshner. Cam back across midcourt. Had it knocked away. Nearly stolen by Shanoa Harris. And now it is stolen by Addison Moore. Moore going to lay it up and in. A ball game for Moore. She's got 10. 11 minutes in. Boucher to the other end. Coast to coast. Can't finish. Rebound out off of Sanborn Central wound socket. Schley in. Cameron Oshner out for Baruth and the Blackhawks. More 45 in the second. 18-15. Sharks by three. Addison Moore the wing to Stephenson on the right side. It's a cutting Bish. Bish back out to Holt. She traveled. And a turnover back to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 4:32 left in the half, 18-15. The Sharks lead. Addison Moore, 10 of their 18 points. Kennedy Oshner, 7. Kelly Ofer, 4. So far for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And here's J.C. Baruth able to knock one in. 18-17, Sharks lead is one. Missed the handoff, Stephenson. Stephenson on the dribble. In the right corner for Bish. Her pass tip stolen by Wormstead. Wormstead trapped in the backcourt here. Stopped her dribble. They break the press with a pass to Boucher. Boucher to Schley, back to Boucher. Liz the runner. The teardrop. It won't go. Rebound Cam Schley, and she is, I think, pushed out of bounds, and a foul called on Iroquois Lake Preston. That'll be on Addison Moore. That's her first. Dubrow back on as Fish comes out for the Sharks. Callie Hofer ready to bring it in. A lob to Boucher at the top of the key. Boucher on the drive. The runner again short. Rebound tipped out, and Addison Moore comes up with it. Moore running at Wormstead. Can't get the basket, but does get the contact and a couple of free throws coming. Kara Wormstead, second foul, so she and Boucher each with two. Free throw for Addison Moore first is good, so Moore now with 11 points. Sharks have hit 5 field goals. She's hit 4 of them. Second free throw is good. A dozen on the night for Addison Moore. Sharks up 3. Boucher again trying coast to coast. And this time is fouled, so she'll get a couple of free throws. Kara Dubrow whistled for the foul, her first. And Liz Boucher ready at the line. The only 2 points tonight for Boucher, free throw. She's 2 for 2. Make it 3 for 3. She shot all of the Blackhawk free throws thus far. the Oshner's back in, Kennedy and Cameron to replace J.C. Baruth and Callie Hofer. So the first good from Boucher. Liz, ready for another. Second is airborne, and that one is good. Boucher 4-4 from the line, all four of her points. 20-19, Sharks lead is 1, 3:25 to play in the first half. Addison Moore across midcourt for the Sharks, and a double dribble as Moore pinned it against her hip for just a brief second, and then put it back on the floor. So the Blackhawks get it back with 3:15 to play in the first half, and now a chance here for the Blackhawks to tie or to take the lead, and instead they throw it away. Pass in the corner. I don't know who it was intended. Not sure where they were trying to throw that, but a turnover with 3:09 to play in the second. Sharks a one-point lead, and now back with the ball. Ball knocked away. Here's Kennedy Oshner, another steal. Kennedy ahead to Cameron. Cameron ahead to Wormstead. Kara on the right wing. Drives underneath, back out to Cameron Schley. Kennedy Oshner, right wing, Wormstead squares up. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Dubrow. Dubrow doubled in the backcourt, got to give it off, and does to Moore. And now Moore was taken off with big numbers. They would have had probably a four-on-one there. And instead, we get a foul on Kennedy Oshner to stop that very situation. So Oshner's first. Baruth and Callie Hofer back on. Wormstead and Boucher will come out. Wormstead and Boucher, the two playing with two fouls, with 2:42 to play in quarter number two. Sharks that one-point lead. Moore the inbounds. Goes down to the free throw line. The jumper will not go. Rebound to Kennedy Oshner. Kennedy to Cameron across the timeline. Callie Hofer. Schley on the wing left side. Inside, outside. Hofer for three. No good. Rebound Dubrow. Again, they double Dubrow in the backcourt. And a timeout, Mike Moore. 2:16 to play in the second. Sharks hanging on to a one-point lead, 20-19. We're back after a timeout of 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 2:16 to play in the first half, our third of four games. Number two, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Number three, Iroquois Lake Preston. This has been a pretty tight one throughout. A one-point game right now. Addison Moore leads the Sharks with 11. Kennedy Oshner, 8 for the Blackhawks. Hadley Holt inside runs into a double team, and she just traveled. Fish is on. Shanoa Harris will come out. So the Blackhawks again. A chance to regain the lead. They've had a couple opportunities here in the last few minutes. Have not yet been able to capitalize. Here's Kennedy Oshner on the right wing. Now the drive. Oshner the finish. Won't go. Baruth the rebound, the putback, and the foul. J.C. Baruth, a big basket. Her second of the night, second of the quarter. Fouls on Kira Dubrow. That's her second. And Baruth will give her team the one-point lead, 21-20. And now J.C. with a free throw. Try to extend the lead. It does not go. Rebound batted around. Stephenson ends up with it. So a one-point game still, 21-20. Now a Blackhawk lead. Addison Moore, right wing, steps back for three. No good off the window, but Adley Holt chases down the offensive board. Fish to Moore. Moore calls for a screen. Here comes Stephenson to deliver. They double Moore, so Stephenson free all the way to the basket. Can't finish. Rebound knocked away and stolen by Kennedy Oshner. Oshner to the other end. Left it for Hofer. Callie in the lane. Throws up a jumper. No good. Kennedy Oshner another rebound. Outside to Cameron, and now they'll set up the offense with 1:05 to play in the half. 21-20. Blackhawks lead by one. Kennedy Ochsner on the right side as the Blackhawks try to extend their lead. Neither team has had much of a lead today. 8-2 was the biggest lead for the Sharks. Holt on the rebound off the miss by Ochsner. Rebound ahead to Moore. Moore trying to finish it off. Can't get the basket to go, but does get a whistle. And Moore going to go to the free throw line. So now Baruth 2, Wormstead 2, Beauchesne 2. 47 seconds to play in the first half and a little bit of foul trouble for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It added some more. Good on the free throw. Baruth checks out. Wormstead back in. Another free throw here for Moore. Second free throw is up and good. Moore is 5 of 6 from the line. She's got 8 in the quarter, 14 in the game. And she's got the Sharks back up 1, 22-21. 47 seconds left in the half. It's Liz Beauchesne inbounds for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Inbound Callie Hofer across the timeline. Kennedy Ochsner. They break up the press and set up the offense. Beauchesne, Cam Ochsner, left wing Wormstead. Wormstead the drive, all the way to the basket, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Stephenson, tip to Holt. Hadley Holt ahead to Moore, Addison off and running, stops and pops from 10 feet, the jumper rattles out. Hadley Holt, the rebound, Beauchesne was all the way up and over her back. Can't believe they didn't get a call there. Moore takes a wild shot, thinking that she had got contact, which they didn't call. Her shot hit the top of the backboard, which is out of bounds. I guess on this end, because it hit the top of the backboard earlier on the other end. That one must have hit the support or the shot clock, though, just now. So, wild exchanges again, 22-21. Sharks by one, Blackhawks with the ball. Inside Wormstead foul. I have no clue who this one was on. All five Sharks were within arm's reach of Kara Wormstead. Looks like Hadley Holt will pick up the foul. So that's her second. Her and Dubrow have two apiece. And a free throw here for Wormstead is no good. Another free throw here coming as they made some adjustments, but one of the girls that came on was planning to come in for Wormstead, so they had to get her back off. So Wormstead splits a pair. And that'll tie us at 22. Sharks ball with 9 seconds to play in the first half. And coming into the game, 22, Cammy Edwards. Moore coast to coast. The shot to end the half is no good. Rebound Blackhawks, and they won't get a shot off. And we will leave it a 22-all tie at the break. Halftime in our third of four, Iroquois Lake Preston 22. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 22. 2 minutes to a halftime show. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Roll and Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, all right, sir. What do I get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
And welcome back to Wolsey here as we start off here our second halftime show, our third halftime show of the night with a quick check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. The Mirror on 35 4th Street Southeast. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering a plethora of services for the entire family, including cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. A lot of options here. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror also does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. So taking a look at some scores as we try to get you a Tiger score. I don't know if they got underway a little bit late or maybe that one just hasn't been reported, but no score. That is our game of the night over on Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJB as the Huron Tigers hosting Brookings for a doubleheader. So scoreboard updates again brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll just run through our scores so far here tonight. Westington Springs on the girls' side defeated James Valley Christian 41-39. So Westington Springs will play for a 281 title. Viking girls will play for third. Westington Springs boys will also play for a 281 title. They came back for the win over James Valley Christian 58-56. Consolation games tonight. Highmore Herald beat Sunshine Bible Academy on the girls' side 54-26. So the Highmore Herald girls are in the consolation title game. Sunshine Bible will play for seventh. And on the boys' side, same result. Highmore Herald beats Sunshine Bible 65-34. Highmore Herald's boys will also play for a consolation championship, while Sunshine Bible's boys will play for seventh. So that is your scoreboard update. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. In this one, it has been kind of a seesaw battle, seesaw affair. It's been fairly close throughout. Sharks led 8-2, then a 7-0 run by Sanborn Central Woonsocket made it 9-8, and it really hasn't been more than a basket either way ever since. Addison Moore having herself a nice ball game. She's got 14 of her team's 22 at the break. Blackhawks taking a little bit of a different approach. They got six different players in the scoring column. Kennedy Oshner right now leading them with 7, and that'll do it for our scoreboard update, I guess, per se, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on the scoreboard here in Wolsey reads 22-all at the half. Back with more halftime information after a two-minute timeout. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stopping to Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider, 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey here. Second half about ready, about 3 minutes or so from getting underway in our third of four. Number three, Iroquois Lake Preston. Number two, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Tied at 22 at the break for the third-seeded Sharks. Mike Moore and the Sharks come in at 7-3. They scored 11 in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter, 22 in the half. They're 9 of 12 from the line. Hadley Holt's got 5. She's 1 of 2 from the stripe. Faye Stephenson's got 3, all 3 from the line. She's 3 of 4. And Addison Moore, 14 of her team's 22 in the first half. She scored 6 in the first, 8 in the second. She's 5 of 6 from the line. Moore, 14 to pace the Sharks to the halftime tie. 5 starters and a bench player all scoring for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Callie Hofer hit a couple of baskets. She's got 4 at the break. The 5 starters, Kara Wormstead, a point, 1 of 2 from the line, 2 for Cameron Oshner, 4 apiece for Liz Boche and J.C. Baruth. Baruth is 0 for 1 from the line, Boche is 4 for 4, and Kennedy Oshner leads them with 7. Kennedy scored all 7 of those points in about the first 5 minutes of this game and leads them at the break. Sanborn Central put up 13 in the first, 9 in the second, 22 in the half, and they are 5 of 7 from the free throw line. So I should get a set up here for the second half of a girls 2-3 matchup. Third-seeded Iroquois Lake Preston trying to pull the first upset of the 281. The higher seed has won every single game. And, well, we got a tie at 22 here between the 2 and the 3. So we'll see if Iroquois Lake Preston can pull it off. Send it back to the studios for a minute. We'll come back in 60 seconds with the second half. 1 minute on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. We're running off the final few seconds of the half here, and we'll be ready for a second half of play. All knotted at 22. Second seed, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Third seed, Iroquois Lake Preston. That'll do a 22-all tie. The Sharks will have the possession arrow here to start the third. And we're back underway in Wolsey. They'll bring it into Addison Moore. Tigers, by the way, leading Brookings 28-21 with about 5 minutes to play in the third. That is our game of the night over on Tiger Radio. Faye Stephenson all the way to the rack for Iroquois Lake Preston, and she'll break the tie with her first field goal. She'll have 5 points now with a couple of free throws in there as well. 24-22 Sharks just underway in the second half. Boche tries the answer, can't hit, got her own rebound. Let's try it again. It won't go a second time. Dubrow the rebound this time ahead to Stephenson, who finds Addison Moore. Moore with 14 of their 24 points to this juncture. Hadley Holtz on the wing, back to Moore up top. Moore the drive all the way to the basket, high off the glass. It won't go. Dubrow had the rebound tied up by Baruth. Jump ball will go to the Blackhawks. Second half just underway, a minute gone, 24-22, the Sharks lead. Left side, Baruth, shot fake, got past the defender, can't hit the short jumper, rebound Moore. Addison across the sideline, Kennedy Ochsner out to defend. Moore backs away, drives, backs away, leaves it for Adley Holt. Holt to Stephenson, top of the key, right side, Dubrow around the horn, Addison Moore again. Moore hits a cutting Hadley Holt, who runs the layup in. 7 for Holt, 4-point Shark lead, 26-22. Kennedy Ochsner on the right wing, ball up top for Wormstead, almost stolen by Moore. Here's Baruth, back up top, Liz Boche. Boche crossing over, lost it, but it went through Moore's legs, picked up by Baruth, and then J.C. Baruth knocks down the long two. Not how they drew it up, but they got the basket. Sharks lead is 2 with 6 minutes to play in the third. Right wing Stephenson. Right corner Dubrow, back to Moore on the wing right side, guarded by Kennedy Ochsner. Fish on the left side looking at 3. Wall fire, drives it on Wormstead. Stephenson, she'll drive back out to Holt. Hadley Holt for 3. No good. Rebound Kara Wormstead. Wormstead ahead to Cameron Schley. Blackhawks another chance to tie, maybe take the lead with a 3. Sharks by 2, 5.5 left third quarter. Wormstead, a little shake and bake top of the key, drives, had it knocked away by Stephenson, picked up by Moore. Sharks running with a one-person advantage. It's Hadley Holt. They get it to her. How about a basket and 1 for Hadley Holt? Holt with 9. She can get the double digits with a free throw. Kennedy Ochsner whistles for the foul, her second. So all 5 of the starters, except for Cameron Ochsner, have 2 fouls now for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And on the other side, Kara Dubrow, Hadley Holt with 2 apiece. Speaking of Holt, back to the line. She's 1 for 2 today. This one is no good. Rebounded by Boche. Boche to the other end. Left wing. Free throw line jumper. That one is good. Boche with a half dozen, back to a 2-point game, 28-26, and Baruth wants a timeout. We'll do the same. We're back to Wolsey in a 1-minute timeout after a break of 60 seconds. We're back in 1 minute on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
About 5 minutes left in the third quarter here. Third seeded Iroquois Lake Preston. Second seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket. A little bit of a back and forth affair. Here's Addison Moore, the drive and the finish. Moore with 16. 4-point Shark lead, 30-26. Across the timeline, here's Callie Hofer. Callie out to Kennedy Boche. Let's try that again. Kennedy Ochsner. Boche's pass right side. Stephenson stole it. Just reached out, slapped it down. Moore will pick it up. Moore the other way. Inside for Holt. Snatched by Boche. Liz Boche going right at Moore. The finish is good. So Liz Boche with eight. Back to a two-point game, 30-28 Sharks. Midway point of the third, 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Moore across the timeline. Kennedy Ochsner out to defend. Moore will take the dribble out to the top of the key. Stephenson. The drive. Faith trying to finish it off the window. Not strong enough. Boche the rebound. Boche across midcourt. Liz the drive. She'll try the runner. Too strong. Rebound Baruth. Put back wall go. Holt has the rebound go off her and out of bounds. And the Blackhawks are going to get another chance. Wormstead will check out. Kennedy or Cam Ochsner back on. Blackhawks inbound on their end, trailing 30-28. 3:39 to play in the third. Boche on the wing left side. Here's Callie Hofer for three. No good. Rebound Dubrow. Dubrow ahead for Stephenson. Stephenson in the backcourt. Kennedy Ochsner hanging back. Stephenson will take it across the timeline and break up that defensive pressure. And now Ochsner reached over and tied her up, and the jump ball is going to stay with Iroquois Lake Preston. But Stephenson can't believe it. Just had it bounce a little higher than she thought. Tried to grab it with both hands, and Kennedy Ochsner able to reach over her head and grab it with both of her hands as well. So they will hold on to the ball. And they won't because they turn it over. The lob in is knocked away by J.C. Baruth. Baruth hits a cutting Liz Boche, and Boche not going to miss very many layups. She's got 10, and we're tied at 30. Moore to the other end. Hadley Holt. Holt on the baseline. Leans in. It won't go. Kennedy Ochsner the board. Blackhawks the chance to take the lead. Tied at 30. 3 minutes left in the third. Sally Ofer, left wing, J.C. Baruth, back up top for Boche. Ofer on the right wing, now Kennedy Ochsner inside. Kennedy going to work on Dubrow, and a whistle on Kira Dubrow. Dubrow's third, she'll be the first player with three on the night. Dubrow check out as Harris is back on. Kennedy Ochsner's out as McKenzie Schley gets back in. Excuse me, McKenzie. McKenzie Schley, one of those top two off for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It inbounds, tipped by Harris, taken by Moore. Addison, coast to coast, and Boche blocks her out of bounds. And they wanted a foul on Boche. Oh, they did get a foul on Boche. So Boche will pick up her third, and now just she and Dubrow have the three fouls. So a couple of free throw attempts here for Addison Moore. The first is good. She's got 17 points on the night. She's 6-7 from the free throw line. As the Sharks back on top one, Moore's second free throw is up and good, and that'll make it a two-point lead, 32-30, Iroquois Lake Preston. Boche across the timeline for Cameron Ochsner. Leaves it for McKenzie Schley. McKenzie no good from in close. Hadley Holt the rebound. Holt ahead to Shanoa Harris. Harris across the timeline. Almost lost it. And now knocked away by Ochsner and tied up. And the jump ball will go to the Blackhawks. So both teams here in the third quarter have just giving it up on that jump ball, just mishandled the ball, and the other team got a hold of it, jump ball. Possession arrow getting worked here in the third. Cam Ochsner to free throw line, back outside. Here's McKenzie Schley along too. No good. Rebound, Kara Wormstead, and they'll get another look. Boche the drive, runner on the way, no good. Saved in by Schley, but saved into Addison Moore. Moore going coast to coast. Stops and pops for three. No good. Boche the rebound. Boche back across midcourt. Here Wormstead. Wormstead up top for Callie Hofer. Left corner. A three is up and good for Cameron Ochsner. Her second basket. Back on top the Blackhawks as Cameron meets Addison Moore at midcourt and foul first. So for Cameron, that's her second. Kennedy Ochsner back on. J.C. Baruth back on. They'll replace Boche and Cameron Ochsner. Inbounds for Addison Moore. Blackhawks 33, Sharks 32. 90 seconds left here in the third. A pass inside is out of bounds off Stephenson. Stephenson and Ochsner are both kind of getting tied up for it there. And the ball ends up out of bounds off the Sharks. Here is Callie Hofer across the timeline. It's the Blackhawks now with a chance to build on their lead. Wormstead left wing. Kara the drive. Affected at the end by Moore, and a whistle and a couple of free throws coming. The foul on Addison Moore is her second. Free throws here for Kara Wormstead. First free throw is no good. Wormstead 1-for-3 on the night. Blackhawks a one-point advantage. Second free throw for Wormstead is up. That one's no good. Long rebound out to Harris, and then I think we got a timeout by Moore, so they hold possession. Minute 14 to play in the third, 33-32 Blackhawks. We're back in 30. Well, actually, they're going to have to decide first what the situation was with possession, I think. They're going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a minute. Back in 60 seconds, a one-minute timeout on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Minute 10 to play third quarter. A one-point lead for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Iroquois Lake Preston with the ball. Addison Moore handling at the moment. Moore leads them with 18. Moore from the right corner. Passed inside for Holt. Tipped by Baruch. Stolen by Wormstead. Wormstead had it knocked out of her hands by Stephenson, but Kara able to haul it in. Callie Hofer now shy of the timeline, guarded by Harris, and now Shanoa Harris will pick up her second. So that'll be three on Iroquois Lake Preston here in the third. Boche back on Schleyoff for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks will inbound. Kara Wormstead near the timeline. Inbounds to Callie Hofer. 45 seconds left in the third. Kennedy Ochsner left side, almost lost it, finds the handle, dumps it off to Wormstead. Wormstead to Baruth, right wing, back to Callie Hofer. Hofer the drive, outside to Wormstead. Looks at three, nope, drive. Steps through, and a travel call on Kara Wormstead on the turnover back to Iroquois Lake Preston. So 1 point, Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Iroquois Lake Preston with the shot clock off. Will inbound to close out the third quarter. Addison Moore, 18 of her team's 32. Hadley Holt, left wing, here's Bish. Didn't get a chance to fire the three. Moore on the right wing. Up top, Stephenson. Stephenson inside for Dubrow. Dubrow tried to give it to Holt. Ball was tipped and now stolen by Kennedy Ochsner. Kennedy to Boche. Boche, 3-2-1. Shot is, oh, she got fouled, so we'll go to the free throw line with Liz Boche. The foul on Rebecca Bitch is her first. Boche, 4-4 from the line, 10 points tonight. 4-4 from the line, all in the first half. Didn't have a field goal. Now three field goals in the second half and has not shot a free throw. First here is a miss. Saints a one-point game with 0.8 seconds left in the third. O'Shea a chance to make it a two-point advantage. Ready with the free throw. It's up and no good. Rebound Stephenson, and that will do it for three quarters of play here in Wolsey. After three, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at 33, Iroquois Lake Preston 32. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. 8 on the clock. Fourth quarter set to get underway. 33-32. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. A one-point advantage there in the third. 11-10. Tied at 22 at the half. So Blackhawks by one. Stephenson almost had it taken away. She finds Dubrow. Dubrow going to drive. Backing it in on Baruth. Off the window, no good. Hadley Holt, the rebound. The putback won't go, and now a whistle on the rebound attempt here. And this will go on Sanborn Central Woonsocket, but I'm not sure on who. They say 20, Kara Wormstead. So that will be her third. Iroquois Lake Preston will inbound to Rebecca Bish. Bish to the free throw line, back outside to Stephenson. Stephenson pounds it into Holt, back outside to Stephenson on the wing left side. Stephenson needing to give it up and does to Bish. Bish on the dribble, out to the top of the key. Addison Moore comes out to collect it. Now Stephenson. Stephenson back to Bish, 10 on the shot clock. Right side, Hadley Holt, 5 on the shot clock. Moore tries the 3, blocked by Kennedy Oshner. And Liz Boche will chase it down in the corner. So the Blackhawks, a one-point lead. Boche across the timeline for Cam Oshner. Cameron guarded out there by Bish. Here's Boche just outside the free throw line. Backdoor cut, Oshner. Pass for Boche. Can't get the basket, but does get the foul. So a couple of free throws coming for Cameron Oshner. Fouls on Rebecca Bish. Back-to-back calls on her. Her second. Cameron Oshner to the free throw line, 5 points on the night. First free throw here is good, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket now 50% from the line at 6 out of 12. Oshner's second free throw. This one hits the heel and pops out. Rebound Stephenson tipped to Holt, and Iroquois Lake Preston will control. Blackhawks 34, Sharks 32. 6:45 to play. Here's Dubrow. Right corner, Bish. Bish looking to give it off and does to Stephenson. Stephenson hits a cutting Dubrow. Dubrow the layup. All missed it. Rebound, got her own rebound. And then tied up with Baruth. Jump ball will go to the Blackhawks. Inbounding duties for J.C. Baruth. We'll bring it into Boche. Full court pressure now as Iroquois Lake Preston trailing by 2, 6:20 to play. Boche just right at the top of the key, hands off for Cameron Oshner. Cam back and down, drives, leaves it in the corner, tried to, Moore stole it away, or almost stole it as Cam Oshner came out of the pile with it and scooped it to Kennedy. Somehow they hold on to possession. Here's Cameron Oshner for 3, no good, rebounded by Dubrow, and she is fouled. 3 Blackhawks there on that play, so we'll wait for the official. He says Carol Wormstead, and that's her fourth. Wormstead will have to check out. Callie Hofer on. 6 minutes remaining in this one, 34-32. The Blackhawks of Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a two-point lead. On the third seed, Iroquois Lake Preston. Sharks trying to become the first team to upset anybody at the 281. It's gone all the seed thus far. Stephenson adjusting, working the up. The shot on the way. It travels around the rim for a minute, but it's going to fall. Stephenson's got seven, and we're tied at 34. Cameron Oshner across midcourt. Callie Hofer out near the timeline. She'll leave it for Boucher. Liz will back it away. Find Baruth at the free throw line. Now Kennedy Oshner back to Boucher. Liz the drive on the baseline. Air milled it and then caught it, which I thought, wasn't sure you could do that. And they'll end up calling a foul here. It'll be on Stephenson, will be a shooting foul. So Boucher will go to the free throw line, try to break up the tie. Liz with 10 on the night. She's 4 out of 6 from the line. First free throw is good. And while the Blackhawks do not have a field goal yet here in the fourth, they got a couple of free throws to keep pace with the Sharks. Boucher, another free one here. That one's on the way and no good. Rebounded by Dubrow. Dubrow to Moore. Addison Moore backcourt, guarded by Kennedy Oshner. 35-34. Sanborn Central Woonsocket by one. 5 minutes left to play in this one. Remember, we got another game after this. Four in a row. Here's Dubrow for three. No good. Rebound, Cam Oshner. Cameron over to Callie Hofer. Across the timeline to Boucher. Liz crosses over. Halfway down the paint. The jumper no good, but a rebound by J.C. Baruth. Baruth pass stolen by Stephenson. Stephenson to Moore. Moore trying to go the distance. Goes lefty. It won't go. Holt the rebound. Tied up by J.C. Baruth and a jump ball, or Cameron Oshner, and a jump ball here is going to stay with Iroquois Lake Preston. 35-34, the Blackhawks a one-point lead, 4.5 to play. Sharks inbound to Hadley Holt. Holt fast ripped by Boucher. Liz cruising the other way. Morris is going to catch her, but not going to be able to defend it as Boucher, ninth point of the half, 13 in the game, 37-34, a three-point lead for the Blackhawks. Moore trying to no-look to Hadley Holt. Holt couldn't handle it. It's tied up by the Blackhawks on the jump ball. Going to go to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So a 5-0 run by the Blackhawks, and now they have the basketball back as well. Cameron Oshner, the inbound, back to Boucher. Let's push it across the timeline for the Blackhawks. Tried to hit Baruth. Baruth couldn't handle it. Rebound grabbed by Stephenson. Stephenson way ahead to Moore. Moore knocked it away. Had it knocked away by Kennedy Oshner. So the Sharks will inbound on their end with 4:04 to play. Blackhawks leading 37-34. Dubrow ready to bring it in. Lobs it to Holt at the free throw line. Hand off Stephenson. Stephenson working off a screen. Can't hit off the window. Cameron Oshner the rebound. Cameron ahead to Callie Hofer. Hofer out near the timeline. Right wing J.C. Baruth inside Boucher. Turns and fires. Basket and one. 11 in the half for Liz Boucher. 15 in the game. A couple of free throws are coming as the foul's on Dubrow, her fourth. J.C. Baruth will come out. Mackenzie Schley on for the Blackhawks as we have free throw here for Liz Boucher. This one's good. She's 2-5 from the line in the second half. She was 4-4 in the first half. 6-9 on the night. 16 points for Boucher as her Blackhawks out to their biggest lead in quite some time. At 40-34. 3:40 to play as the two seed. trying to find their way into the 281 title game. Added some more coast-to-coast and a foul. And I don't think this is shooting. It is not. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, first foul of the night on Tammy Edwards. Inbounds for Moore. Quick trigger three. No good. Rebound Boche. Boche and Callie Ofer playing catch in the backcourt. The Blackhawks again a six-point lead. Here's the ball nearly knocked away by Shanoa Harris. We'll have a long jumper. No good. And Edwards on the rebound. Edwards out to Cameron Oster. Cameron can't hit. Rebound Dubrow. Off to Addison Moore. Moore again, a quick three. Again, no good. Again, a Boche rebound, and this time a foul on Hadley Holt. So for Hadley Holt, her third. We're down to 3:03 to play, 40-34. The Blackhawks lead by six, and now with the basketball. Here is Boche, the inbounds to Callie Ofer. She gets tied up. And a foul on, I'm not sure, Shanoa Harris, I guess. Yep, that's the call. Harris is third. That's five on Iroquois Lake Preston. So we'll walk to the other end for some Callie Ofer free throws. Looks like the Blackhawks are 8 of 16 tonight from the line. First here for Hofer is no good. That's her first attempt. 6-point Blackhawk lead, 3:01 to play. Hofer looking to tack on one more, cannot. Rebound Harris, and she is immediately fouled. That'll be four on the Blackhawk. The foul is on number 12, Callie Hofer. Blackhawks a six-point lead, 40-34. Iroquois Lake Preston with the ball. Here's Bish across the timeline breaking up the Blackhawk press. Pass to Moore, nearly knocked away by Kennedy Oster. Now it is, and it's stolen by J.C. Baruth. So Callie Ofer back across the timeline here as Sanborn Central Woonsocket trying to get this one out of reach and get into the 281 title game. Baruth underneath came up short. A rebound tip. A couple of players grab it. Stephenson's going to come away with it. Stephenson ahead to Moore. Moore going right at you. Can't finish. Boche ends up with the ball. Boche the other way. Leaves it for Cam Oster. Oster blocked by Stephenson. And a whistle there will send Cameron Oster to the free throw line. Well, Moore wanted a foul on the play, did not get the call, and now Moore will take a timeout. 2:13 to play, 40-34, Blackhawks by six. We'll take a full timeout of a minute, back in 60 seconds on KOKK.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 2:13 to play in this one. Winner gets Lexington Springs in the 281 conference title game. Loser gets JVC for third. Cameron Oster at the line. Couple of free throws. First is no good. Ochsner's 1-3 from the line. The team is 3-8 in the quarter, 8-19 in the game. Ochsner's second free throw rattles off. Stephenson the board. Sharks down 6, 2-10 to play. Here's Moore across the timeline. Moore on the right wing, fires another 3. That one's good. Actually, that's a 2. And Moore now has 20 on the night for the Sharks, and the Blackhawk lead is 4. Callie Hofer across the timeline, passing to nobody. Hadley Holt came up with it. Holt's pass is knocked out of bounds by Kennedy Ochsner. So the Sharks will get it back. Down 4 with a minute 49 to play. And now we'll get a Baruch timeout. Minute 49 left. Blackhawks 40, Sharks 36. A quick 30, a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. The Sharks of Iroquois Lake Preston trying to pull the first upset of the 281. They are the 3 seed. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the 2 seed. Sharks down 4. Stephenson the drive. Steps through and knocks it in off the window. Stephenson 9 points in the game. Blackhawk lead is 2, 40-38 with 90 seconds left. Two-point games so far tonight. This one a two-point game with a minute 20 to play. Championship side of the 281, fiercely competitive. Here's a pass into Boucher. Fader up and in. Boucher has 8 in the quarter, 14 in the half, 18 in the game. Puts the Blackhawks back up 4 with a minute left. Here's a turnover. Sharks threw it away. Tried to get it up top. Stephenson and Bish were both there, but one of those, it was over one's head, and Bish couldn't get to it after Stephenson tipped it. So the Blackhawks will get it back inside of a minute left. Inbounds. Harris almost stole it again, and are they going to call a foul on Harris? That's kind of unfortunate for that young lady. Made a pretty good play. I didn't think touched anybody, but almost got a steal. Boucher's going to get a couple of free throws. She was 4-for-4 in the first half. She's 2-for-5 in the second half, and it continues with a miss on the first. Harris out, Dubrow in for Iroquois Lake Preston. Boucher ready with another free throw. 42-38, Blackhawks by 4. And second free throw, no good. Rebound Stephenson off to Moore. Moore breaking it across the timeline. Moore driving down the middle, left it at the last second to Dubrow for the bunny. Kara Dubrow with her first basket. 42-40, Blackhawks by 2. Kennedy Ochsner to Boucher across the timeline. Baruth from the right corner, back to Kennedy, left wing to Calliope. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a 42-40 lead. 28 on the game clock, 17 the shot clock. And we got a Baruch timeout. 24 seconds to play. Blackhawks with the ball and a two-point lead. We'll be back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 24 seconds remaining. The 2-3 here. Iroquois Lake Preston the 3. Sanborn Central Woonsocket the 2. Blackhawks lead 42-40, and they have the basketball. Inbounds with 24 seconds to play. 10 on the shot clock. Callie Hofer, top of the key. Right wing, Cameron Ochsner. Here's Boche. 5-4-3. Boche is fouled, and she'll shoot free throws. The foul is on Hadley Holt, her fourth. Boche ready for a couple of free throws here. And again, the first half went quite well for her from the line. She was 4 out of 4. In the second half, as she knocks down the first, she is 3 out of 7. Actually, 3 out of 8. Second free throw for Boche. This is a big one, and it's good. And you don't have to make them all. You just got to make the big one. 4-point Blackhawk lead, 10 seconds to play. Moore, the other end, a fadeaway three, no good. Long rebound, though, Stephenson. They are going to get another look. But first, Mike Moore wanted a timeout. 3.4 seconds, 44-40. The Blackhawks by 4. We're back in 30. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout on KOKK.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Iroquois Lake Preston running out of chances here. 44-40. They're down 4. They do will inbound on their end with 3.5 seconds to play. And the inbounds to Holt. She couldn't quite handle it. She saved it in. Boche takes it, and that's how it'll end. Sanborn Central Woonsocket wins by the final of 44-40. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, down, 75, 75, down, 100.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir. Welcome back to Wolsey here, our Gary Zell Autoglass postgame report, number 3 out of 4. And we'll start off with another check of our scoreboard. Now, scoreboard updates, of course, are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. In downtown Huron, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, eyelash extensions, hair removal, all sorts of options, services for the entire family at the Mirror Family Hair Care. For an appointment with Lori, call 883-HAIR. That's 605-883-HAIR. You can call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins at 35 4th Street Southeast downtown here on the Mirror Family Hair Care in Huron. So they bring us our scoreboard update. The Tiger girls win. They beat Brookings tonight at home 54-36. In games underway here tonight, the girls Westwood Springs Spartans defeat James Valley Christian 41-39. The boys, Westwood Springs Spartans, defeated James Valley Christian 58-56. We just had Sanborn Central Woonsocket outlast Iroquois Lake Preston 44-40. Games over at James Valley Christian tonight. Highmore Herald's girls beat Sunshine Bible 54-26. And Highmore Herald's boys beat Sunshine Bible 65-34. So a lot of our matchups kind of getting set there. We do have a girls' title game. It'll be Sanborn Central Woonsocket against Westwood Springs, while Iroquois Lake Preston will take on James Valley for third. The girls' consolation title will be Highmore Herald against whoever won over at James Valley between Wolsey Westington and Hitchcock Tulare. We'll get you a final on that shortly. And, of course, that'll decide the girls' seventh-place game as well. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Iroquois Lake Preston coming back, but not quite enough. They fall by the final of 44-40. They're outscored 11-8 in the final quarter. Mike Moore and the Sharks will go to 7-4 with the loss. They'll play for third on Thursday. Four of their five starters scored, 9 apiece for Faith Stephenson and Hadley Hull. Holt 1-3 from the line, Stephenson 3 out of 4. 2 points tonight for Kara Dubrow, and Addison Moore would put up 20 in the loss here for Iroquois Lake Preston. Moore out the gates with 6 immediate points. She ended up with 14 in the first half, 20 in the game. She was 7 of 8 from the line. Iroquois scored 11 in the first, 11 in the second, 10 in the third, 8 in the fourth. They score 40 in the game. They go 11 of 15 from the free throw line. They fall to 7-4 with the loss. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will improve their season mark to 8-2. Bruce and the Blackhawks got 4 off the bench from Callie Hofer. All 5 starters did score. A point for Kara Wormstead, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. 6 apiece for Cam Oshner and J.C. Baruth. Baruth was 0 for 1 from the line. Cam Oshner was 1 for 4. 7 on the night for Kennedy Oshner. She scored those in the first 5 minutes of this game. Didn't score after that. And Liz Beauchesne would put up 20. 16 of those in the second half and 10 in the fourth quarter. In fact, she scored 10 of her team's 11 points in the fourth to win it going away, 44-40. Beauchesne ends up with 20 points. She's 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Blackhawks scored 13 in the first, 9 in the second, 11 in the third, 11 in the fourth, 44 in the game. They go 10 of 24 from the line. They go to 8-2 with the win, and they will play Westwood Springs Thursday night for a 281 girls title. So 3 out of 4 in the books here from Wolsey tonight. Our girls bracket is nearly full. We'll maybe try to get you updated on that here. If we can get a score from that last game over there, or the third game over there at James Valley Christian, and we'll get the girls bracket all filled out and ready for Thursday. The boys bracket, we still got a couple games to play. We got Wolsey Westington, Sanborn Central Woonsocket getting warmed up here right now. A couple of minutes break here in a Gary Zell Autoglass postgame report number 3. We'll pretty soon turn it over to a pregame show. As again, 3 down, 1 to go. Sanborn Central Woonsocket keeps the higher seeds, winning every game in the 281 as they beat Iroquois Lake Preston tonight by the final of 44-40. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Actually, make his 3 and I'll run down and get the rest of my starters. Give me 3 minutes and we'll be ready with our fourth and final pregame show, 3 minutes on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my